coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is the week in the week. The week roundup, I suppose. Welcome to Hagman. It's the Hagman Report for today and for the weekend. And it kind of like the major issues, the major stories, the major incidents that have really impacted world and domestic history over the last several days. Discussed in over the next 60 minutes with my good friend. And that's right. He's unhurt. He's upright and taking nourishment, Randy Taylor. Randy Taylor, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. I woke up on the right side of the dirt, brother.
That's right.
Keep it simple. Don't set the expectation too high. We're all set.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. We're in for, you know, going through, spending the last number of hours going through the headlines of the week. Okay, it's almost now, and you folks, you've heard this, and RT, you've heard this as well. The headlines of the week are equivalent to 10, 15, 20 years. Well, pre 9/11, the headlines of almost a month or even a year. You know, it's that things are happening more quickly now, and I think it's partly due to the exposure. Donald Trump has gotten a bad rap for a number of reasons, but one of the things that I think Donald Trump caused is the left to expose themselves. Yes, don't laugh too hard, but expose their objectives, but also their frailties, where the cracks are. So we're going to be taking a look at some of those cracks, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm seeing a number of issues. It's hard for people, and RT, you can comment on this too, because in everyday life, let's just talk, you and I and the rest of the listeners, we're just everyday, normal, run-of-the-mill, God-fearing, God-loving people, right? I mean, that's just who we are. Okay. Nothing special. Nobody, you know, we're just people.
What you see is what you get.
Exactly. So, you know, this week, and I don't know how many people experienced this week. I pulled up, it would have been on Sunday. Saturday, I got gas, and it was $3.79 a gallon. And Thursday, I got gas, and it was $3.99 a gallon. So essentially $4 a gallon. So gas is going up. Food prices are out of control. They're going up. This week I stopped. We had a family dinner, so I got some essentials, and it was just out of control. I looked at the cost of rice, and twice as much as it was the last time I bought it, which was probably, I don't know, at the beginning of the year. So you're looking at the doubling of food prices. My goodness, you go into a butcher shop, an honest-to-goodness butcher shop, and you can't get out of there without spending $100. I mean, you know.
Remember when we were kids, chicken was poor man's meat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But not anymore.
No.
Not anymore, sir.
You know, I had I had the occasion to buy chicken thighs, or look at chicken thighs, and you know, $11 a or what was it? It was expensive. Let me just say it was expensive.
Got a second mortgage.
Yeah, and the beef prices. My goodness. So all of this combined, and I think we're just seeing right now The food prices are crazy high now, but they're going to get a lot higher. And I think we need to, folks, you need to prepare for that. When you look at, and RT, you can comment on this, because again, we're just everyday normal people. And when you look at what is going on with the cost of energy, the cost of food, the cost of everything, it's going up. So what does the average person do when you can barely afford to eat or pay your mortgage or pay your gas bill, you know, and that's a real thing right now.
It's a lot of American families and Canadian families are in trouble.
Yeah.
That's the big problem they have with Trudeau up here and these stinking carbon taxes that he's putting on the population. People can't eat. People can't pay their rent. And here he comes with, you know, a carbon tax, and then another.
What exactly?
And another.
What exactly is that? Okay, because I've and let's make sure people understand what carbon taxes are, because I've heard of sales tax, I've heard of property tax, but what the hell's a carbon tax?
This is made up baloney. Oh, this whole climate change. You know, right. I'm sure the climate's changed a little bit, but we're not staring death in the eye.
And it's not man-made. I mean,
no. And you know what? God made this planet. Trust me. George Carlin used to joke about that. He's like, there's nothing we can do to the planet. He says, believe me, Mother Nature will still be here when we're gone.
That's right.
You know, I mean, and he used to make a joke out of it, but it's not a joke. It's serious. Even if it changed a little bit, big deal. When they're talking about shutting down 3,000 farms in the Netherlands, where the U.S. and Canada both draw food from, talking about shutting down 3,000 farms, people are going to starve and die a whole lot faster than climate change death. Okay, and John Kerry, if you remember back in 2009, we're going to have, by the 2015, you know, we're going to have, there's not going to be any ice at the North Pole and blah, blah, blah. It's lies. These are lies. It's actual scientists that go up there have come back and said, he's lying. There's more ice than there ever was. Now, why would a scientist come back and say that? Unless it's the
right.
truth.
This
is just to bring the people under control, Doug. That's all that.
Yeah, exactly.
A means to an end, as the old reference, a means to an end. And that's what they're trying to do. You know, COVID, all of this crap, immigration, all of this crap. The only danger we're facing are the globalists. That's the danger we're in. Those people that are meeting in Davos, Switzerland, in January or February every year, there's the problem. That group of people are trying to impose their will on an entire planet full of people. Why are we letting them do this?
That's a good question.
I'll tell you right now, if we had any common sense, we would wait till they were having their meeting and we would march on that son of a gun.
Well,
not a one of them get out of there.
Exactly.
Our problems would be over.
A better idea would be to surround it and keep them there. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, there you go. Imprison them. Build the walls right there while they're inside and let them see what it would be like to be a prisoner, eat fake meat and crickets.
There you go.
I don't understand why we're letting this small amount of people dictate our future. What is wrong with us? You're trying to tell me we couldn't amass a half a million people and march on Davos?
Randy Taylor on fire.
I'm angry. I'm angry because I wish that I was a young, fit man. I have trouble walking to the refrigerator and back. My fingers don't work. Okay? But I would still march with you on Davos, Switzerland, and put an end to this. It's the old hypothetical question that they would ask. If you knew what Hitler was going to do during his rule, and you had an opportunity to kill him before then, would you?
Absolutely.
You would absolutely. Who wouldn't take Hitler out? You know, knowing what you know.
That's a rather esoteric, I don't know if esoteric is the right word. That's a rather interesting question. If you could kill, okay. And now, however, apply that too. Okay, since we're going down this hypothetical road, and we have a lot to cover. But think about this: if you could stop the crucifixion of Christ, okay. But obviously you can't, you could not, because that was prophesied and that was written in stone by the finger of God. Okay,
and the trick to that would be without the knowledge of what followed.
There you go.
And that's a tough one.
Yeah. So that's a tough one. Maybe that's unfair. Maybe that's an unfair comparison. But the hypotheticals and this is stuff. I'm trying to think of that Saturday Night Live skit that ponder, you know, Deep Thoughts by Stewart or whatever that guy's name was, Deep Thoughts. But anyway, yeah, this is stuff that you think about, right? All right, but let's get in some what happened this week that we didn't touch on or that may have escaped people's notice. The first thing, and I've got more on this, but this is extremely, extremely, I believe, important. In the show notes for today, and I think yesterday we passed episode 4,500, if I'm not mistaken. Didn't we, Eric?
I think so. Yeah, you're up there.
Wait a minute. What was that? It was 45. So that's 4,500 episodes. And by the way, I was on Thursday. Just want to mention this. What day was it? Tuesday. I was on with Pastor Butch Paw, 87.9, down in West Virginia. And 6115 on shortwave. And then a bunch of AM stations for an hour, and I heard from people from all across West Virginia who heard that interview. And so this program is being broadcast on 87.9 West Virginia. Thank you, Pastor Paw, who owns some radio stations, their ministry does. And why'd I bring that up? Just going through the week. But anyway, yeah, 4,500 episodes. The reason I brought that up is because I was speaking with the satellite operator, and the pastor asked me, he said, how long have you been doing this? I said, I don't know, 10 years. And the operator broke in and says, it's more like 20, because I remember putting you on back in like 05 and stuff, 04, on different programs. So I thought, wow, you know, how time flies. But anyway, so page one in the episode, show episode guide for today, go to HagmanPI.com, bookmark that website as well as watch us. And so please subscribe to us on Rumble and Brighteon. And, please hit this, subscribe. Yeah, it's a hassle. It's a minor hassle, but do that. And that way you can comment. You can give us a thumbs up, thumbs down. You can say stuff like, hey, Randy Taylor, good to see you. Or hey, Doug Hagman, you freak. Or whatever. I don't care.
Keep it clean, folks.
Yeah. And there's, because I do read the comments, and somebody says something about being banned, and I don't ban anyone unless it's a direct threat or
a totally tasteless comment.
Well,
tasteless.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty flipping bad. Okay,
we're talking vile. Doug will throw the hammer at you.
Yeah, but I've only actually I think in the history of that channel I've only banned one person, and that was because that person had two accounts, and that person was doing certain things that leaving comments that were extremely vile. But anyway,
and I did, just as a side note, I did get an email from someone that knows that a comment was posted. And on one computer in his house, it shows the comment posted. In another computer, it's not there. And that's after refreshing the browsers and restarting the computers.
Yeah, man, look,
I don't know.
Yeah,
but I don't know either. There are, remember, we don't run that platform.
No, no.
So you know, glitches happen, but for the most part, you know, these are good platforms that Doug's on. We got away from YouTube, and
well, they got away from us, according to subscribers.
Yeah, naturally, but you know what? We're with good people. That we're making it happen. You know, and folks stay with us and try and bring other people to the show.
Amen to that. To tell others about the Hagmann Report, and we've got some surprises coming up. And I know you've heard me say that before, but I think there are certain things that people are going to be. They're going to say, "Wow, you've done some great work." And I mean, look at this from the early days of a tin can and a string. I think, or at least that's what it seemed to a studio with where guests can come in and. Eric the Tech has been invaluable in that setting this up. So this is all Eric. This is all one man, and this is Eric the Tech that has done all of this, and we appreciate him. So
an amazing individual.
Yeah, indeed. All right, but this made headlines, and but it didn't. I don't think it really made enough. And there's additional stuff on this that has since come out. But this was midweek. This is page one. Guns, burner phones, and fake registrations. The buried Michigan voter fraud scandal. GBI Strategies Director Gary Bell had 70 organizations operating in 20 states in 2020. And this is directly tied to the Joe Biden campaign. And this was on the Gateway Pundit. The link will be in the program description box. As I said, it will pay you to read this. Oh, boy. Now... Randy Taylor. Mm-hmm. Why would there be guns? And I don't like the word silencer because it really doesn't silence much, but it does suppress the flash. So burner phones, semi-autos in there with silencers in this campaign. I mean, I'm looking at this story. I'm thinking, why isn't this getting more...
because the bad guys are all on the same team and the media is covering for them. The media takes their orders, your mainstream media, they take their orders directly from the globalists.
Yeah.
There's no joke. It's like Seth Rich.
Yes.
We all know he was murdered and we know why he was murdered, but nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants. And the people that might know, right now, people are scared. But there's very few journalists that would step up and point a finger directly at somebody on the left, you know, even if they had the evidence, because they're scared. It's appalling to me that we have fellow countrymen, Christians and patriots, that are scared. Just, you know, everybody sees whatever crimes are going on. Every crime is seen by somebody. As far as I'm concerned, and people are just afraid to speak up, and that's sad. That's sad in our day and age. And but the guns and silencers, though.
Yeah,
silencers. Like you said, they're not really worth a damn. But
well, they suppress the flash at night.
That's about it, though. It's silence, right?
Yeah, I mean,
and truthfully. I always thought silencers worked better on revolvers than they did on semi-automatics.
From a man, folks, this is from a man who knows. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I can say on that. But I've always felt that they work better on revolvers than they do on semi-autos. Semi-autos basically doesn't do anything.
You know,
it's complete flash suppression for night fighting.
There it is.
It will reduce the sound a little bit, but it's strictly for night fighting.
Yep.
The enemy does not see your flash.
Yeah. Spoken by Eric the Tech, who...
who's been waiting for his for over a year.
I can't say anything. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to talk about this. No.
Heading down that road.
Because... no. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, so
that's what we heard.
Yeah. Okay, so Jim Hoft and Patty McMurray did appear before, or did appear on Steve Bannon's show and talk about this. GBI strategies. Okay, this is behind this, and the guy by the name of Gary Bell. So this past Tuesday, the Gateway Pundit broke this blockbuster report on the 2020 voter fraud in Michigan. Now this is, and I don't think people understand, you only have to have maybe a half a dozen or 10 key counties, if you will, areas of voting that you could throw the entire presidential race. Okay. And this is part of that process. The story is very quickly, April 8th, 2020, only 1 month before the 2020 general election. I'm looking off to my right, and I apologize for that because I do have my notes on my computer for once, and as opposed to typed out. Muskegon, Michigan city clerk Ann Mesh noticed a black female whose name was redacted from the police report dropping off between 8,000 to 10,000 completed voter registration applications, okay, at the city clerk's office. She knows that several of the registrations appeared to be signed by the same person, had incorrect addresses and phone numbers and other mistakes. So she contacted the Muskegon Police Department and asked them to investigate. 2 months later, more than that, on October 21st of 2020, First Lieutenant Mike Anderson was contacted by Tim Fabus, the chief investigator for Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel's office. Oh, boy. Dana Nessel, in my view, and this I'm opining this, this is my particular opinion, she's a communist. She's a thug. And she's in office because she cheated, and she needs to be prosecuted for everything that you could possibly think of, and then think up some more and prosecute her again. Okay, that's my view. But anyway, so according to the Michigan State Police report, Mr. Fabus was asked for Michigan State Police assistance with a joint investigation of alleged voter fraud conducted by the Muskegon Police Department and the AG. Investigative task force was formed, investigation was initiated, and the rest, of course, is at the Gateway Pundit. You can read about this. But what they found, again, 800,000 ballot applications sent to non-qualified voters, bags of prepaid gift cards, guns with silencers, burner phones, and a Democratic-funded organization with multiple temporary facilities in several states. And when you get into this, you'll see GBI strategies all over the flipping place. And people, the same people. The very same people. If you go to Arizona, Katie Hobbs, she was the she oversaw the elections. If you go to Michigan, this Dana Nessel, she, the attorney general, she prosecutes crimes like voter fraud, but other things as well. But these are the people, the few people. RT, and then I'm going to turn it back to you here. There are just a few people, in my particular opinion, who we need to really focus upon. And then, if we are able to do this, get them out of office and do what? Reset everything. But we need to do this like yesterday. Can we do it? Should we do it? What's up?
They need to make these... anything that has to do with fraud in the voting, that needs to be seriously dealt with. It's the only way you're ever going to get that message out. That, I mean, serious. If you're going to do time, it's serious time. When you're talking about flipping an election at presidential level, I'm sorry. I think if you're caught, you're on film, you did it, I don't care what it was, you should be looking at the death penalty. And I'm not joking. You should be looking at it because look at what you did. You affected the presidential election in the United States of America, the most powerful country in the world. You told hundreds of millions of people to stuff it up their butts when you committed your fraud. I'm sorry. That needs to be so serious that anybody would be terrified. Terrified to do it. I'm so over this voter fraud. That's one of the greatest things that we've had in the United States.
And Merrick Garland, that feckless boil on the ass of the worst of the worst, okay, has done nothing to go after this. Okay.
It needs to be treated far more seriously, Doug. I'm talking serious. I'm talking about if you get caught, you're in prison the rest of your life.
You know, in the West, you and I think we're born in the wrong century, but in the West in the 1800s, they used to hang horse thieves right away. Okay, yes. So for something like this, they would shoot you, bury you, dig you back up, shoot you again, then bury you twice. Okay,
before sundown.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the thing. We don't. If you look at number one, a lot of stuff isn't even investigated. Two, when it is investigated, they don't do anything. And what happens? We'll slap on the wrist. Nobody's learned anything from that. And look at the trouble it's caused. We have a man right now facing charges because a bunch of little dishonest people in various places in the nation cheated. Now look at all the trouble it's caused. I'm sorry. When you step on democracy for 350 million people, I say you sacrifice your life.
And you know, I'm going to show you this. Okay, this this was from Wednesday, August 2nd. So it's obviously not new. I'm looking at the date. It's several days old. This is the Epoch Times, and the headline there is, of course, this was from last week. Trump indicted over efforts to challenge the 2020 election. We could play all sorts of. I'm sorry, I'm not really holding this well, but we could play an hour worth of video of Democrats challenging elections, as did President Trump did. Okay, but it's okay for them to do it, but not for
right. Here's the thing. What President Trump did is well within power to do. He has the right to question it.
Of course. Not a right, but a duty.
Absolutely a duty. Absolutely. And you had that one fellow on, Patrick Byrne or whatever, from the White House.
Okay, hang on. Oh, this guy right here. Okay. This guy.
Peter. Yeah.
By the way, I have to say this, who, by the way, didn't think much of the... woman from the Department of Defense Space Force, because she, okay, that was tweeted out or truthed out. No, I think it was tweeted out. And he said, nah, this guy knows. You've got to read this magazine. Folks, yep. I'm telling you something. This magazine.
Just the interview that you played on the show here, Doug.
Yeah.
It laid out so much information to let you know what President Trump's mindset was, and he was even opting to go with the least obtrusive investigation.
Oh yeah.
Give the man some freaking credit, okay? I mean, he's a regular guy like you and me. Puts his pants on or the same way, and he conducts himself. You know, everybody makes mistakes. You know, he's a little tough on the tongue sometimes. You know, a little mouthy. Hey, you know, I got my mistakes too. I swear more than I should. You know, we all have our issues. But at the end of the day, he loves this country, and he loves the people in it. Who else would keep coming back to get the abuse that he's getting? And they're only abusing him legally because he keeps coming back. Keeps coming back because he loves the United States of America.
Exactly. Now I think you were on with me on Wednesday, right? You and I were together.
Sir.
Okay. We had an extended show that day. Episode 40. Yeah, you were part of episode 4,500. Okay. In the comments section. Now look, folks. Okay. I'm not picking on anyone because I think I encourage comments and I read them. I don't respond to them because sometimes I don't. I do sometimes. Sometimes if it's a question about where can I find something, you know, I'll try to help people out. But anyway,
You would end up there all day if you responded to every comment.
Right. But I kind of keep track of things, and I make sure that no one's threatening someone else or whatever.
Right.
Okay. Oh, by the way, a little sidetrack here. There was a mix-up on a coffee order. Somebody got the pods as opposed to what they ordered, sending back, please ship grounded coffee. Okay.
That guy, he contacted me on Twitter.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Here's the situation. I'm going to be perfectly transparent. Okay. The roaster, we've got a tremendous Christian couple who own a roasting company in this. I'm not going to give away the state. Okay. But it's a play. Obviously it's a state where shipments of coffee can arrive there without much problem. And they're older, and they became ill. Have you tried to employ anyone recently? Okay. Okay. So thank you. I think it's Susan. I can't read the name from here, but whoever that was, we'll get that straight now. Thank you for your patience. It happens once in a while, but they're back to full operating capacity. Okay, but here's the comment I was going for. Let's see here. It's about President Trump, and okay, two things. Obsolete Man 1776 said, Doug, and okay, this is about President Trump. Doug, it's just not the vaccine. That's just the icing on the depopulation cake, brother. PPP loans, more money to plan. How do I get this bigger? Okay, let me hang on a second here. Okay. It's my eyes, right? Okay.
Same problem here.
I hear you. So more money to plan death hood than Obama while marching for March of Life. $9 trillion in 4 years. Spaceballs, a.k.a. Space Force. $3 billion to Bill Gates for the vaccines. On and on and on. This person. Okay. Now these are all valid points, okay, about President Trump. All right. Now, here's my question to that person. And they didn't type this out because I'm just not. But here's my question. Who then? Okay, who? And how? You know what I'm saying? We're dealt a hand here. Mm-hmm. We've created a system where there are two parties. It was never supposed to be in America, two parties. Know your history. But who, if not President Trump?
And the thing is, you could pick apart your preacher if you want to. Every individual, we are not without fault. We are all sinners and come short of the glory of God. It's that simple. And it's just, you know what? President Trump made decisions. He made decisions. You know what? The man is not a politician. He wasn't a politician, but he loves this country. You give me a person with a right, and I used to employ people. I had a company, and I've employed many people. I've been in management most of my life. I've always said, it's not so much the skill. I'm looking for the person with the attitude. Because I've met plenty of people with the skill who had such a crappy attitude, I didn't even want to see them on the property. You give me the person with the right attitude, yep, and just a basic knowledge of the skills, man, I could conquer the world.
And you make a great point, because I've seen that too. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
It's not necessarily the knowledge, because knowledge can be obtained. It's the going in attitude that makes, yep, all the difference in the world. And that affects all of us. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I, look, we wake up in the morning. It's our attitude that propels us, or yes, the trajectory through the day. Okay. Because you can wake up and say, oh, it's a crappy day, you know, it's cloudy out, and it's too hot, too cold, too this, too that, whatever. And that's what you end up getting. So, yes, you're correct on that. And that doubly correct with things of importance like work. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But you take a guy that loves his country and loves the people in the country, That gives us something to work with.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, I'm going to go to the next. There's another comment right below that one. This is from, I can't read it, but anyway, this is about Biden, okay, about Biden, you know, taking out Biden, because you and I discussed this on that program, and you and I talked about him being perhaps taken out really in a blaze of...
I think it'll be a false flag. Right. After you mentioned that, you sold me on it. Way better, because they not only accomplish their mission, but they get sympathy.
Well, here's someone who disagrees with now you and I. Okay, and that's fine. I love it. If there are two people in the room and both agree on something that something like this, you know, then. Well, I mean, no one think for yourselves. Okay, so yeah. I'm okay with differing opinions, dissenting opinions. I'm okay with that because it makes you think. But here's a person that says about that false flag, and that's what it referenced. I disagree, Doug. The deep state removing Biden is not that complicated. He's likely blackmailed on film with underage girls. Believe me, if anyone would be, I'm sure he is, okay? They simply have to tell him how it's going to be. Evidently, you have not seen the Hunter Biden's photos. Okay, here's the problem I have. Have you not listened to this show? I have the flipping laptop. I have the book, Marco Polo, the entire book. I've got the hard drive. I've got the deleted texts. I have looked at them. I have written about them extensively. I've seen the porn. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've seen the things that people say, you can't see that because that's against the law. I've got that. I've seen it.
And we also covered him dying in his sleep. We talked about that already.
Right. And by the way, I've seen the hacked iCloud storage. I've seen that. Okay. But here's, okay, I'll just read the last sentence and then you can comment on this. The deep state could even slip something in Biden's food or drink. It doesn't have to be a grand spectacle like January 6th. And I agree with that person. It doesn't have to be. JFK could have, he could have fallen in the swimming pool or tripped over Judith Campbell, you know, when getting out of bed. Okay, for those who know what I'm talking about, you. Anyway, but why not, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, why not pick up the bonus cookies, you know? If it's an assassination, false flag, and he gets killed in the process, and they get to blame the right. In an election year, think about it. It's a lot easier than he died. That's a lot more rewarding for the crooked left than him just dying in his sleep. We are well aware of every way they can kill the president. Whoever put the comment down, there's not a thing you could mention about how to kill the president that we don't know about.
Yes.
Okay. I would just put that
especially
on the table.
That man there, Randy Taylor, because.
I'm just telling you, you know, every way to kill a man. If I didn't learn anything else coming out of the military, I knew how to kill people. it's that. But what would gain and have the best effect for what they're doing? The best effect would be a false flag where they can blame the right, the far right. You know how we're all white supremacists, right? They're going to push that racism thing, especially if there's a black Democrat candidate.
Who would that be?
But there's the caveat. Black candidate, Biden gets killed by somebody that is far right extremist, white supremacist. You know how many more points they would get on election day? I mean, you got to look at the end game. Don't just look at the means, look at the end. That's why I reversed. In fact, I said it on the air. Doug, we were talking about dying in sleep, and I said, no, I'll reverse that. Doug, I'm going with what you mentioned. False flag. Because as soon as we talked about it and we thought about it, it made a whole lot more sense than him dying in his sleep. We know he can die in his sleep. We know they can feed him poison. They know they can blow an Australian fart dart kill them. You know what I mean? They could have their own German Shepherd kill them. You know, anyway, there's no way. We understand that part. What we're talking about. Yeah, we're talking.
good dog.
We're talking about at the end, which scenario provides the most rewards for the left in an election year, especially if they have a black candidate.
And to the commenter, Brass Gecko, look, I'm telling you right now, okay, I agree with you. Yes, it could be that easy.
Oh,
but why not get the cookie, like you say, and the extra points?
It could happen at Camp David.
Yes.
Nothing was any scene. We're not talking about necessarily a public parade. We're not talking about Dallas, 1963. That's not what we're saying.
Could be.
Yeah, or his helicopter gets shot down. There's so many scenarios that could come into play, but if they can blame the right, just like where they had the guy that stole the Ryder truck and he was heading to the White House, they stopped him. But the main thing you saw out of that whole deal, this was a couple months ago, was the Nazi flag laying on the ground in front of the truck.
What a photo op that was,
Boom. If they just use that for an example, remove the Nazi flag. What do you got? Some guy tried to crash into the White House. Big deal. Put the Nazi flag on the ground. What do we have? Oh my God, it's neo-Nazi far-right supremacists.
So you
get all the cookies.
Let's take this one step further, because I see this. I see where this is going, and I believe this to be the case. Okay, Garland and Ray and others are getting heat for. This week, we also found it wasn't just one field office that talked about that sent the memo out about the school boards, being under threat. No, this was a whole bunch of field offices that took part or received that memo. So think about this as well, to further demonize the right Christian conservatives who don't want the trans movement infiltrating our schools. Think about sending in a mind controlled or a controlled individual to a school board meeting and wiping out the school board. Okay. What would that do? It would put all of us on a even greater list. And wouldn't that, especially if it was done with a semi-automatic, with an AR-15, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now we're talking gun control and what else can we possibly think of,
They'll tie racism into it somehow, depending on what the makeup was of the school board. I mean, there's no shortage of what the left will do. And we don't, and anybody's listening, we're not endorsing Mr. Biden getting hurt at all, period.
Or anyone getting hurt.
We are a Democratic Republic, okay? We vote them out. We were just talking about what we surmise. And we're not even crazy saying that because of the things we've seen the left do. We're talking going back to 1945. And another thing I noticed that I failed to mention in that article, Doug, almost every time we've been at war, there's been a Democrat in the White House.
That's true. That's true. But notice no articles of war, were approved by Congress. So it's all executive branch or BlackRock, State Street Capital, and Vanguard.
I think World War II might have been the last time that Congress officially declared war.
It was.
But there's an interesting thing to everybody that thinks the left's the greatest and that falsely accused Mr. Trump of being a nationalist.
Wait a second. Let me correct you. Hold on. Because Desert Storm, this started as Operation Desert Shield, George H.W. was in the White House.
But far more are on the left.
Far more on the left.
Yeah. There was, in fact, I may have even mentioned that in the article, how that we got that little shift change. But George W. Bush, H.W., the old man, he was globalist beyond belief.
Oh.
I mean, beyond belief. He was on a first-name basis with everybody on that globalist list. And there's so many of these people we talk about that are globalists. Bear in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we only see what we're allowed to see. the globalists are a lot of those names will never be known. They're huge, rich, powerful people, and the most we can do is speculate. That's how good they are at hiding this. They don't hide their agenda. They don't hide their objectives. They just hide who they are.
Exactly. And on that, in that vein, here's another piece from this week, Peter Doocy. You got to love Peter Doocy, okay?
He goes, cool kid.
You know,
he's cool.
Yeah, if he was my son, I'd be very proud. You know, doing the unpopular, 21 seconds or roughly 21 seconds of Peter Doocy confronting Joe Biden on Devin Archer testimony, which was this past week, where Devin Archer said, oh, yeah, you know, Joe Biden would call during the staff meetings or during the, not staff meetings, but during the corporate board meetings. And, you know, of course, Biden denies knowing anything about that, of course. But
of course.
But watch this 20 second clip. Here it is.
There's this testimony now where one of your son's former business associates is claiming that you were on speakerphone a lot with them talking business. Is that what?
I never talked business with anybody. And I know you'd have a lousy question.
Well, what do you? It's why is that a lousy question?
Because it's not true.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I don't think I could have said thank you, Mr. President. I don't have it in me.
No, I wouldn't either. He deserves no respect. The man is a liar. We just found out about another, you know, $20 million bucks that he pocketed. And bear in mind, folks, we've said this for months. We only know the little bits they've uncovered. We haven't even got to the big enchiladas yet. I mean, this Joe Biden has sold out the United States of America. How anybody tolerate, even on the left, how they even tolerate this individual being in the White House tells you how far gone the left is.
Amen to that.
Think about that. Stop and think about that. Nancy Pelosi should be jumping up and down and screaming right now after the way she treated Donald Trump and the line that she held him to. She should be yelling and screaming about Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden, what Trump did is down here. What Biden's done is up here. And I don't care if President Trump talked to somebody in Russia. I don't give a damn about his phone call to Zelensky. None of those endangered the United States of America. Everything Joe Biden did puts the United States of America in a precarious position. A dangerous, dangerous position.
Roger that.
Sold. We don't know. What he got the $20 million for? Was it influence? Or does he have diagrams of something? You know, we don't know what was sold.
And that's a good point. We always talk about the influence, but we never talk about the product. Very, very distinct possibility there's something more there.
They could have the nuclear codes. We don't know. The man obviously has a price. Yeah. We know what his price is. We just don't know what he sells for that price.
I'm telling you,
that pig should be in jail, in prison. Joe Biden, I call him Biden. I don't call him President Biden because I don't recognize him as president. Him and his son should be in a jail cell. And you know what's shameful and what's awful? And I hate to say this, I'm glad that his other son isn't alive to see all this because he was a decent kid.
As far as I know from him, yeah, he was.
Everything I've looked and seen. He was a decent kid, and coming from that scumbag family is amazing. And you know what they say, only the good die young.
Very true. And the last piece of really important, I think, but overlooked piece of information is this. I don't know what to make of this, if there will ever be anything that will come of this. Video one in the show notes at HagmanPI.com. Natalie Winters on the path forward for prosecuting Fauci. It's about 5 minutes, but we'll probably cut it short. Here it is. Or maybe not. I think I cut her. There we go.
Dr. Rand Paul, a criminal referral for Dr. Fauci. Tell us what happened. Set the narrative here of exactly what's going on.
Sure. So this comes on the heels of an official criminal referral to the Department of Justice for Anthony Fauci lying under oath, perjuring himself specifically about the gain of function activity and research that was going on at taxpayer expense at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, likely leading to COVID-19. But this today, coming out of, again, some real fire from Senator Rand Paul's office, is specifically calling for an investigation, a probe into the allegation of perjury from the D.C. District Attorney Matthew Graves. That's usually a name that we don't hear quite positively on this show, but this is who this referral has been at least sent a letter to try to get them to investigate this. But what people need to know about this, I think it's important for two reasons. One, it goes back to what really was the bombshell story that you and I covered, Steve, a few weeks ago, which had to do with new letters, new email correspondence that was released between Anthony Fauci in the early days of the pandemic between some of his National Institutes of Health colleagues, where he specifically uses the term gain of function research in reference to research that was going on at Wuhan University, which is just down the street, but still a different entity from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and of course, various other forms of evidence that we've been talking about a lot on this show since the early days of the pandemic, specifically the type of bat coronavirus manipulation that was being funded at the Wuhan Institute of Virology under Anthony Fauci's watch. But I think the other more important, bigger picture takeaway from this, Steve, is that this shows why it's so important, especially for the House investigations that are happening right now, to get these central players, to get these key figures, the people like Anthony Fauci, the people like Devin Archer, people like Eric Schwerin, under oath and testifying. Because in my opinion, the conspiracies, and I use that word lightly, but the conspiracy that these people are engaging with, right, the sort of broad plot that is the origins of COVID-19, you're talking about so many actors, so many individuals, so many entities, that it's hard to just, you know, indict or investigate all of them. So I think going the route of going after these people for perjury, right, because when they sit down, when they have to testify, they do trip up, they do lie, because it's not often that they're, you know, speaking to people that's not the mainstream media, that's not the establishment. So I think that this really represents sort of a route that House investigators should really pursue when it comes to all the other subcommittees that they have, because I think perjury is really a charge that you can start just to get a thread to start pulling at, and then you keep pulling and pulling, and you can sort of unravel, you know, everything to a larger degree. But this is a very, very important letter. People should go read it. The story is breaking exclusively on the Daily Mail.
And that was Natalie Winters. There's more to that entire source of video. I would encourage everyone to watch that, because there's a lot of stuff in there. But RT, I mean, at the end of the day and at the end of the week, you've got really... she threw Devin Archer's name in there as well, because Devin Archer involved in a number of things. The plot against the U.S. is wider, broader, and deeper than anyone could ever possibly know. And what she is saying is Rand Paul is going after this by the perjury approach rather than anything else. But you know what? I can't see this gaining traction at all at the Attorney General's office, but Congress can still do something about this. That said, there's movement there, but it's being overlooked by the mainstream media. Most people don't even know this is going on. And that was a very big thing this week. We've got about 7 minutes left of the show, my brother. So you take it. What do you think of that?
I would like to see Fauci charged with murder and genocide.
Amen to that.
Personally, that's all. If we could get him pinned down with a charge that'll stick, don't think he's going to go quietly. That guy is a coward that would sing like a canary.
I agree. And
you would be surprised where that would lead.
Yeah, his wife, the director of ethics.
This was flat out murder. These people, and as a medical expert that he claims to be, he knew better than to administer those shots. He knew better.
That puny little garden gnome, you know, I can still picture him smirking behind President Trump.
I still laugh when you say that garden gnome.
I'm telling you, he's a perfect garden gnome. I mean, seriously, dress him up like one and put him in your front garden. Okay, because go ahead.
He is a minion of the devil. Yeah. No one should be able to sleep at night that was in his position and what this country went through. And if he, that just proves that there's something wrong with the guy if he could sleep at night.
And the RFK Jr.'s book, look, and by the way, to the commenters that I mentioned, you know, look, I love all of you guys, okay?
Oh, yeah, don't take anything personal.
Yeah, no, this is all good. Believe me, I like dissenting comments. Just be nice about it, okay?
Always present your point of view, please.
Yeah, exactly, because that gets us thinking as well. But you know something? Which you said there, okay? I think at the end of the week, and people, I know that phrase grates on people, but Fauci, Collins, and all of the people involved in this, read RFK Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci. Why aren't the trans people, why aren't the homosexuals wanting to hang him from the lamppost? Why aren't they? Some did back in the 80s over AIDS, AZT, poppers, and all of that stuff, okay? And behind Remdesivir, too, by the way?
And wouldn't you feel a lot different about Anthony Fauci if you did not know that he made millions?
Oh, he's 350...
See what I'm saying?
$350,000 a year right now on tax reduction dole. But go ahead.
Yeah, if he was broke like most scientists are, I would look at him a whole lot different. But the man, as far as I'm concerned, is a genocidal maniac.
Yep.
And he really should be spending the rest of his life in prison. He really should. This man is evil.
Oh, man.
Listen, folks, we don't have a lot of time left here. I want to say thank you for all your support of the show.
Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask you to please continue to support what we're doing here. There's things going on that we can't even talk about on the air, but we got a lot going on. We don't have a lot of time between now and Election Day, okay? And that's a very, very important date. There's a lot has to be accomplished here in this next year. So please hang in there. If you feel funny about donating, like I said, you don't have to do it with your credit card. Stick a $5 bill in an envelope, mail it into the post office box on the website.
Or just buy some coffee. Put a stamp on a gold brick and send it in.
Or buy coffee. And I got to tell you, it's $14 for coffee, whether you take K-cups or whether you take a bag. That's worth it. And up because it's premium coffee.
It is.
All three grades are premium coffee. And I'm a picky coffee drinker.
And Eric the Tech goes and picks the beans himself.
But you're getting some value for your dollar. And even if you don't buy the coffee and you're just sending in for a donation, listen, and you're supporting us, I still like to think you're getting value for your dollar. Okay? I'd like to think we're worth a cup of coffee.
Boy, that's a good statement. Are we?
If nothing else, right? Don't you think we're at least worth a cup of coffee? If I met you on the street and I said, "Hey, go have a coffee with me," you're buying. Would you go? I would like to think that you'd say, "Yeah." Or if Doug asked you, that you'd say, "Yeah, absolutely." So please,
interesting help statement.
That's the way I look at it. Long and short of it, okay. And anybody can stick a $5 bill in an envelope and mail it. And you don't have to worry about the government tracing you, tracking you, or anything.
They don't know
where it came from.
Or put a stamp on a gold bar, or even a silver.
Yes, there you go.
I'm joking, of course.
We have so many of those laying around.
Yeah. I trip over them daily. I'm kidding.
But folks, we have a lot to do. We're buried, okay, and our only real obstacle is financials. That's really just the obstacle, as it is with anybody spreading the word. We're spreading the Lord's word. We're spreading the patriot's word. There's nothing more sacred to me than a Christian patriot. But you know what I mean? But they're serving our God. We're both serving the same God.
And I want to say this in closing to that man that you're looking at, Randy Taylor. There are days that he feels like crap, that he could barely move, and he puts himself behind that microphone because he knows the importance of what's going on. And I want to thank him from the bottom of my heart for what he does. And then please, folks, keep Randy Taylor in your prayers because, you know, tomorrow is not promised to us.
No, it's not. Yeah. And well, you know, if we move along through life, especially with all the medical problems and all, I think about that all the time. But I do this because I love my country, And I do this because I love the people that are out there listening right now. I'm telling you, Doug and I both love you. Eric, he loves you. We love you, people. This is why we do it. We don't do it just for our kids. We're doing it for your kids and for your grandchildren.
Amen, brother. Randy Taylor, I want to thank you so much for all that you do. I do hope you come back. You're going to be back with me next week. On Monday, cool. Liz Harris. Go ahead.
Oh, awesome. That'll be a great show, folks.
Yeah. Monday, Liz Harris, and then you and I have to talk about next week. All right, folks.
Sure.
Have a great weekend. God bless.